grow, align, manifest, and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
It's your boy, Adio. The We Game. You sitting in the supernatural chair. Yeah, the supernatural chair. So my person of interest today is the undisputed.
One and only.
One and only, boy. You got ego.
Yeah.
So you got that. That's good when you're an entrepreneur. Akil. And you know we're going to leave it right there.
We'll leave it right there.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
But you can talk about your business and you can introduce yourself as you want to.
Okay. Yeah. So my name is Akil. Today we're going to go over, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. Entrepreneurship, relationships, and all that, I think so. Let's get started. I want to ask you a lot of questions about entrepreneurship because I know you've been doing this for a while. You've been kind of having your own business or did have your own business for a good minute now. So I wanted to see what it's like for you running the business, what it was like going through the process, and the necessary steps that you believe that anyone that wants to pursue entrepreneurship should take.
So I stumbled into entrepreneurship.
Now, when you say stumble by accident, or you just kind of, you wasn't really expecting?
A little bit of both. So okay. So I didn't know after football exactly what it was that I really wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really understand what my path was in terms of making money. You know, I did a couple of things. You know, worked at a couple of restaurants, cooked here, there, pursued that, did a little catering here and there. Man, I always kind of was working for myself, just to be honest. And it just, the hair, it just picked up over the years. And I looked up and it was paying all the bills and accessing, you know, giving me opportunity to access.
Did you say freedom?
Time freedom. Yeah. Even when, so here's the thing. When I'm talking about entrepreneurship, the biggest gift that I had from entrepreneurship and doing what I was doing is being in control of my time. Uh-huh. You still have to work a lot, but it's different when you're doing it for yourself because you most definitely have to have the ingenuity to get up in the morning and make it happen and keep your own schedule.
That's correct.
So you got to be committed to yourself.
You definitely do have to.
And if you're not committed to yourself, first, then whatever you're chasing or trying to do, it might not happen as quickly until you learn a lesson of how you have to commit. Right. For instance, right now, I just started school again, going to Purdue online. And
Purdue?
Yeah, just going for psychology behavior analysis, and I'm annoyed with it because I'm not used to the time thing.
So it's like a time management thing that
you... Time management, I got to learn it better because I've had so much freedom with my time, and it wasn't that I wasn't doing anything, it was just that I was in charge.
Right, exactly.
It was on my time,
yeah.
And now I'm on somebody else's time. But in order to do my things and get my goals going, I got to do what I got to do because if I'm not committed to it, then it's not going to happen.
Right.
Period. And so I'm man.
I think you just have to, it's something that you're just going to have to adjust to. And I don't think it's going to take you long to make that adjustment, but, I'm very glad and I'm happy to hear that you're really following your heart and doing what you want to do that makes you happy. And that's what it's all about.
That is. Let me tell you, how do you?
26.
So literally, you were 11.
Whew.
When I met your mother. And back then, she was the only one doing you and your sister's hair.
Boy, taking 4 hours. to do somebody else.
And so you 26 now. So I've been, you know, when you met me then, you know, I didn't have, that was the beginning. Like I said, I kind of stumbled into it. Didn't know I was still working little odds and ends jobs, doing restaurants, working, filling in at the arena theater, driving for the arena theater on the side, and just a whole bunch of jobs that just...
He was hustling.
I was hustling.
That's it.
And that's the thing. You got to have that hustle. Mm-hmm. And you got that hustle, that's more than half the battle.
Exactly.
That's the battle. the hustle battle is real. And because you got to have, like I said, you got to have that, that ambition and that ingenuity to get up and do it for no reason with nothing. You can't even expect anything but what's to be unexpected, because right. people will change and people will do what it is they do, you know, to their, they'll do it on their behalf, like right. whenever they get ready, you know.
And not everybody's going to have that drive and ambition that we talked about. Not everybody's going to have that. So I feel like, you know, if you feel like you're that type of person, I feel like you're going to have to dig deeper within yourself. But everybody's capable. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's capable, mm-hmm. but everybody's not willing to transition.
Sacrifices.
Well, you know, when you're transitioning, you don't have to really sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I used to hear it all the time. You have to sacrifice. Well, when it's something that you want, are you really sacrificing? Are you transition? You have to just transition, I think, in a more
transition.
Another word, but it just seems like you don't have to give up something to get what you want.
Okay.
You know,
I like that though.
You don't have to give up anything to get what it is. You may have to make some choices.
Right.
You know, some decisions that are final. You know, you can't have, you may not have both or all that you want at one time,
right?
But you don't have to give up anything necessarily, sacrifice anything to get what you want. I think that's the misconception, is the sacrifice. Even the word sacrifice just don't sound.
Now, what about sacrificing a bad habit, maybe?
Well, you're not sacrificing a bad, if it's a bad habit, then you're not sacrificing. You're actually becoming healthy and breaking a cycle of a bad habit. Right. So you're not sacrificing. You actually are growing when you break a bad habit. If it's considered to be bad, you know, or not healthy for you. Even with bad, I would rather say not healthy, because bad for you could be good for someone else. and so, not healthy is not healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the difference. Healthy and bad, they're two different. It's two different. Healthy can be fact-driven.
Right.
Bad can kind of be objective a little bit. Or subjective, I mean. Like, people can feel like something bad. For instance, my lifestyle, some people might feel that it's bad.
Right.
They may feel like it's unhealthy. They may feel like it. They can feel how they want to feel, but the real deal is it's just the way that they feel. Exactly. It doesn't give it relevancy. Mm-hmm. So.
I agree.
So what have you experienced in your
as far as my entrepreneurship journey? It's a lot, and it's something that I wasn't quite expecting. You know, you have a lot of people that, well, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to do this and that, which is cool. But I feel like a lot of people need to understand and take in consideration the responsibility that you will be having. Responsibility, making it one. Management, having to manage the things that you want to do. It's a lot that comes with it. And I think people need to do a little bit more of their research and be more aware. And I'm not knocking, you know, not going through the route that you want to, but just from personal experience, I've dealt with a lot of depression and anxiety. And I feel like a lot of Black men don't really speak upon you know, talking about depression and anxiety, but I think it's something that we need to talk about, and that's just something that does come along with entrepreneurship. You will have to handle responsibilities that you may not know how to handle. You're gonna have to resolve conflict. There's a lot of things that come into place, and my specific thing that I'm doing is running a box truck. I'm running a logistics business because you need drivers right now. We have a shortage in the food supply chain, right?
Right.
When you go to Kroger, you're not going to see your favorite bread. You know, you're not going to see your favorite cereal because you have those cargo ships that are sitting out in the bay and they're not distributing anything because you don't have no drivers. So I decided to go into the business, and I wish I would have been able to do more research on my end and what the actual business is about, so that way I'm more prepared for myself. And maybe that's one thing about entrepreneurship, and maybe you can jump in on it, is that you're going to have to expect the unexpected.
Because most definitely. Yeah. So here's the thing. You know, there is no right way to learn. Mm-hmm. There are structural ways that you can learn, and
right.
there are maybe more simple ways that make it a smoother transition into that. However, the hard lessons that you're learning now, they carry great value.
They really do.
Because if you learn them and you put what you learn to, you know, in your book of knowledge, then you will know how to address them when they resurface or right. when opening the next business.
Yep.
You'll be more diligent in your research, or you'll be more prepared for
correct.
Some unknowns won't be unknown anymore. There'll be things that you know. And then if you expect them and they don't happen, now you just winning.
Yep.
Because you were prepared for something, or you are prepared for something that you can't see, and it didn't even happen.
That's the beauty of it.
And that's kind of because things are always evolving and manifesting differently right. at one time. So some of it is just, you know, it's not all going to be the same.
That's true.
Or like it's just, as the industry grows, for instance, with locks. Mm-hmm. Locks, man, there's people out here that's doing really different things as far as hair.
Right.
And because it's an art form, I'm not here to tell them whether it's right or wrong. You know, whether I do the technique or believe in it,
right.
as long as that person has a vision for themselves, then I'm no one that could get in the way of right. what's for them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to just know what you know and believe in yourself. But to touch on that subject of anxiety and depression, being Black in America, I'm so tired of it, being a Black woman, a Black man,
right.
and being in America, you know, even for the people that we don't understand why they hate us, mm-hmm. they caring a lot to even have enough energy to hate you,
right?
You know, and so you gotta be careful with that whole interaction with people in general, because we all going through something.
We are,
and we are not the creators of everything now.
Right.
Yes, you have a beginning, mm-hmm. but now is now. So all you can do is be mindful of what's going on now.
That's it.
And then operate within that nowness and that in that mindfulness. Like you don't wanna dwell too much on the past, but you also wanna acknowledge, you know, I get it, we do wanna acknowledge our future. I mean our past.
Right.
And be hopeful about the future, and we have to fight for justice and liberation. But I do believe liberation begins in your head, mm-hmm. with yourself, and then you'll be around more people, you'll attract more liberated people.
True.
You know, and all of the liberated stuff, you gotta first know that you are the one who is enslaving you.
Yeah.
Because we had a free will and free choice.
It's up to you.
And because we're not in charge of, you can't go to it, like being Black or being anything when you're born, it's not like you went to the race lot and said, you know what, I want to be a white man today, or I want to be an Asian woman today.
Right.
You born, you grow up, you learn who you are, the heritage of what you are, and then you can evaluate that from a point of being an adult,
right.
of educating yourself, and you can treat people like a human. And supersede all of that. Mm-hmm. And this is new vision for me. I'm not saying that I ever treated anyone less than a human, but I may have had some resentment because of what I didn't understand that wasn't mine to carry.
Right.
But
you've grown, right?
I'm constantly growing.
Exactly. So I think that's normal. And I feel like those changes are normal to you to grow and develop. It's just part of life. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, we go through the things that we go through as humans, and being Black, like we said earlier.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trade it. Let me say, it's all perception. Man, I love being Black. I couldn't imagine being anything else.
Like, Black, yeah.
This is all I can imagine. And you know what? I don't resent anyone for loving being wherever they are.
Right.
But in your love for self, that does not mean that you cannot love other things and be fair
right.
to other people, other things that are different from you and your beliefs. I mean, within the black community itself, there are a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different things that keep us separate. But if we just treated each other with respect and some of those things, then we would get more done in terms of liberation.
We would.
If we keep breaking off into these small groups.
We need to stick together. We need to work together.
Yeah, and that's and you know what? That's really as mankind and human, really. However, we have to start within our own community. So if you're Asian, you have to help your Asian community yes. realize that they got to help mankind.
Exactly.
If you're white, you got to help your white community.
So is it up to us? Or do you think it's something society, is it something that we blame society for shaping us or shaping the community and the way we live and the world that we live in today?
Well, I think it's like dropping a pebble in a pond. It's a ripple effect.
Right.
Society and for all, I mean, just it's us. We're society. Mm-hmm. We're a part of it. So
it's up to us to make that.
So it's up to us to work on ourselves.
It is.
And approach it. Some people dream about being liberation fighters.
Right.
And they want to go out there and that's their dream. And some people like to keep their head down to the ground and stay focused on what it is they're doing in their immediate circle, with their immediate family.
Right.
And that's fine. There's no wrong or right in any of it. Mm-hmm. There's only fairness in it. So the fairness is that I respect you for not being me, and I respect you for where you are.
Exactly.
And what you want to do with your dream. Yes, I want everything to happen, but once I realized that I wasn't in control, it became a little easier for me to accept not being mistreated, accept things that I cannot change by not being in a position to change it. So you have to educate yourself. You have to transition those bad habits into good habits.
That's correct.
And you have to have faith in whatever it is
faith.
That you believe.
Say that again.
You have to have faith in
whatever. For the people that deny, you have to have faith. You have to believe in yourself.
You have to know in yourself.
That as well.
You have to know in yourself. That's what I think. That's one of the biggest misunderstandings about faith that I can say
right.
from going through the cancer. Knowing and believing two different things. So I know I'm black. I know, you know, I know it because I know what I know to be true.
Right.
I know we sitting here right now.
You know.
I know it, right? I know that.
That's
but
right.
It's harder to know things that you are not in control of or you didn't have a decision in. And now that's where faith come in and trusting
right.
your knowing. So I know that people are going to come and go. I know that things are temporary. There's nothing's forever.
You know that.
I know that.
Exactly.
And with that being known, I know that I'm not at the beginning or the end of it.
Right.
You know, I'm just here in the now of it. And because I'm in the now, I'm able to focus on what I can do now mm-hmm. that will affect the later.
Right.
I'm able to look at the lessons from then, from the past, and apply them to the now mm-hmm. so that later they'll look at some stuff that I applied
right.
and they'll apply that. And also, as times change, so does the transition.
Right.
So does the struggle, if someone say. So does the fight, but it don't have to be a fight.
It don't. Not at all.
It don't have to be a fight. More so than a being diplomatic and people are actively reaching for the best self,
mm-hmm.
you know, actively approaching life in a way where it's not all political, it's not all
right.
personal with others as it is about you reaching your highest.
Now, going back to where we talked about, we have to kind of stick together. We have to work together. Do you think that politics and religion have anything to do with that?
Absolutely. So the things that we're not in control of, that we put other people in control of, once they're in control, all we can do is accept and do your part.
Right.
So some may think doing your part is going to church. Some people may think doing your part is voting.
Correct.
Some people may think doing your part is cleaning up the neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
And buying land in the neighborhood so that they can't be gentrified.
Right. Gentrified, yep.
All of those pieces to the puzzle will make the whole picture.
Right.
And I can only work within my peace. Where I reside is in my peace, and that's P-E-A-C-E. I reside in my peace because if I reside in my peace, then I realize that I'm not in control.
Uh-huh.
I realize that I can do as much as I can and do my best to do as much as I can.
Correct.
And I can value what values me and keep that like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just go with that and have faith in knowing yeah. that it's okay. And I actually love that it's this way, because I'm talking about the way of I'm not in control,
mm-hmm.
because what would I do with all of that control?
Right.
Which is probably how we got where we are now.
So you wouldn't want to be in control as much?
I'm not. Well, the thing is control is an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the people that think they have control, they deal with changes and unexpected and unseen situations.
Right.
Because there's always the expected. There's always the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that.
And that's what we fear. As human beings, that's what we naturally fear, is the unknown, right?
All right. But I think we fear because we don't get to know ourselves.
So you think to know yourself, you won't be in as much fear of the unknown.
Right.
Mm, that's deep.
Yeah, because if you know yourself, then you don't have to fear the unknown.
Right.
You could feel about the unknown like you feel about yourself. And that's trusted. Trust that.
It's trust within yourself. Yeah.
Trust it, and that go back to faith, which is what people are going through the motion of saying, I have faith, but actually stepping out on faith and activating faith is a little harder done than said.
Right. At the end of the day, it's up to you, but there will be things that you can't control. But at the end of the day, as long as you do have faith, and I think have a positive mindset, anything's possible. Anything that you want to do.
Yeah. I believe that. I believe it for someone else. I know it for myself.
Right.
And just go back. This season on We Game, I keep talking a lot about the value system.
Value. Right.
You can give things value about how much it means to you. So,
break it down for me.
That bag you just asked me about, how much it costs.
Yeah.
To some, it's worth every cent of what it costs.
Right.
I don't value that bag like that. Oh. I value it because of the person who gave it to me.
Right.
Not because of the name that's on it.
Exactly.
And so my value system doesn't work about, I would never buy the bag.
Right.
Will I carry the bag? Yes, yeah. I carry the bag.
Of course.
And I'm not going to say never in the sense of like, if I had all the money in the world, would I buy the bag? Yeah, right. Probably so. But that means that's because I don't value money.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have that bag and I don't even carry it all the time, but the person who gave it to me,
is what it means.
Every time I see the bag, that is what I think about.
It reminds you of that person.
That's who it reminds me of. So it's not, I'm not valuing the bag because of the name.
Right.
The person that gave me the bag, they thought that I was worth what the bag is worth.
Exactly.
So you see what I'm saying?
It's the meaning behind it.
And it's the worth that they thought, they didn't value the bag either.
Right.
They value me.
You.
And the bag just,
your
subsequently,
partnership.
Yeah, and the bag is subsequently just a high price, which is not value.
Right.
Price is price. Value is value. It's a high price item. Doesn't make it valuable.
Right.
And I think that's the confusion with people in value system.
I think so.
Just because something is high price doesn't make it valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, high price is just high price. Supply can do that. Supply
right.
and demand.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, you know, chicken wings were just chicken wings were just high price because of the shortage.
The shortage, exactly.
Right. And so people that value chicken wings and people that raise chicken on the farm that have no shortage of chickens or chicken wings, they value the chicken differently.
Right.
So the person on the farm might say, I would never pay that much for some chicken. Because they may have a whole lot of chicken that's sitting there, and they might not even be killing the chicken. They might just use them for laying eggs. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they're not even worried about a wing because that's not what they chicken for.
Exactly. It's for eggs for them. For their
family. It's for them to harvest eggs. And so they don't value those chicken wings like that. So someone might come and say, well, I'll give you such and such money for all your chicken. And they say, well, no, I don't value money. I actually value my chickens.
He values the chickens.
I want my chickens to stay here because they're working for me. Exactly. And what I have to do.
It's what the chickens are doing.
Right. It's
what they provide for his family.
And
the money he saves because they provide for his family.
And not only that, just the money might be the last thing. They might just enjoy living chickens and watching chicken, you know,
right,
lay the eggs. And as a result of enjoying that, it became a business. Mm. Okay. I enjoyed doing that.
Yes.
As a result of enjoying it, I was able to monetize it. I enjoy talking. My hope is to grow and have faith in it. And
right,
if money comes from me talking, this becomes my career, which is exactly what I'm going for. To be my career and to be a light in somebody else, then the money is just going to be a result. But I'm not doing it as an incentive.
Right.
That's why I work a job as a security officer. That's why I will do some hiring in there. That's why I go to school.
Right.
That's why I'm going to chemo. Mm-hmm. Because it's not about this. And I'm doing this regardless.
Right.
I'm going to talk anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you're doing what you love. Yeah. You kind of have a passion for. Something that that is enjoyable to you, right?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much how I'm set up. Mm-hmm. If I'm not in love with it, then 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to be doing it.
Right.
And even that's if I do say. It, I'm not going to do it for long. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably not going to give it my all. You know, after a while, I have to let it go because I'm not.
But that's real, because not a lot of people even know that about themselves. You know, the fact that you know that you have to really love something for you to pursue or do something, that shows a lot. You know, that means you know a lot about yourself. And I think, I guess I want to ask, when did you kind of come in and know, okay, well, you kind of looked at things differently. So I want to know, at what age or when in your life did you kind of start looking at life in a different aspect?
Being honest, always kind of been different.
Okay.
I think,
from the womb,
the way I grew up, right. I think we all one of one, though. You know, everyone is one of one.
Yeah.
Now, you can assimilate yourself to be, you know, like someone, be similar, and especially if it's a relative, a parent, or something like that, you may have a greater success at imitating or naturally being like someone, but you still have that essence of your own individuality.
Right.
You know, and so individual-wise, I've always been the way I am, especially with people.
Yep.
So I have a whole bunch of brothers and sisters because I'm just a big brother.
How many sisters do you have?
I have two biological sisters.
Okay.
And I have 40 non-biological sisters. You know, I gave that number out there because I don't want nobody to feel left out.
Exactly.
You know, that's the real deal, because I cultivate healthy relationships. And when you cultivate healthy relationships, sometimes you feel like that's your sibling.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because people will say, play brother, play sister. I don't even say all that, because in church, do they say play brother?
No. Nope.
Even though they acting sometimes, they don't say it, you know.
Exactly.
They don't say play Brother Williams, they say Brother Williams.
Exactly.
And sister this, and brother that. And so, how come in my life I can't address it the same way? Mm. And there's no limit on how many siblings I have if I feel like we're all siblings.
We're all siblings, yep.
Right. And so, you know, that's
family.
That's family, and that's what made me different. Like, I really value people more than I value money, more than I value people and experience. Mm-hmm. Having new experiences.
Experience, yes.
Yep. So life has been interesting.
That's what makes life interesting, though. The experience and your journey that you go through.
Yeah, and then you want to grow up. You want to grow up as quick as possible so you can enjoy as much of life as you can. And
do you think we need to slow down as human beings as far as growing up? Especially the younger generation.
It depends on what growing up is to you. So growing up to me meaning being mature enough to accept that you may need to pivot or change something that you're doing to get to where you're going.
Right.
You know.
Now you're changing something within yourself?
Sometimes. Sometimes you're just remembering something within yourself. Your soul purpose, your reason for being here, you're just remembering it.
Right.
And more so than changing it. You got to just remember who you are. You know, we were sent here, or you were chosen, or you made it to the egg. Whichever way you want to look at it, you're already a winner. Because you won, you're here. It's 2 million2 million sperm on the way to the egg.
And you made it in. Number one.
So that say a lot right there.
That's crazy to think about that. I feel like that goes over people's heads a lot. But the fact that you made it to the egg.
You made it.
You had a lot of competition.
A whole lot of people. People next, you know, somewhere, you know, you're never going to see them.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you had to take that opportunity, that chance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know.
That's great.
That's the thing. You know, just realizing that your value don't come from the things you have or the things you believe are worth something because of how much it costs. That's not value. Mm-hmm. Value is in the worth.
The worth, and
the worth of it is depending on what does it mean to you and why you valuing it that way.
Some of y'all need to write that down.
Yeah,
it's hidden gems right there. That's true.
Yeah, so you know, whatever you believe is, it's kind of like I tell people, one of my newest things I've been saying is, I'm for sale, but I can't be bought. You know, to make this like, you know, you go and look at the neighborhood and you think about buying a house and you go to the model house.
Right.
And they show you everything that's possible.
Yep.
And that you can get, the upgrades and
all
everything.
The appliances.
And everything. But it's not for sale.
It's not.
Yeah, it's just, but it can be bought. Mm-hmm. But it's not for sale. It's just to give you a example of what yours can be.
Right.
And so that's how this is free game I'm giving. Like, I'm not for sale, but I can be bought. That means that all the things that I have that come, of course I want to make some money and I'm here representing myself as such, but I can't be bought. Like, I'm not going to sell myself out to have this. To have something that somebody else value. I'm not going
to
value it because you told me it's worth a lot of money.
You got to stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself. Right. And if you stay true to yourself, then you won't have any regrets about what you did to yourself.
I totally agree with that.
You know, and that's in any way you choose to go. Because people go different directions for different reasons.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, the law can dictate some things that are not even true. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, it might say it, but it's just the opinion of the law.
Yep.
And that's a whole bunch of people sit down and agree that this is the way we're going to try to control something. Or make it a penalty for if you violate what we're trying to control, if you approach it this way. But there are people that's not making things penalty. There are people that don't see the boundaries because they just not even thinking about being under control. They just living and being the best they can be and doing the best that they can where they are. And a result of that is happiness. And gratefulness, really, because happiness can come and go. You can go through moves, but you can remain in a state of gratefulness and be grateful that you have opportunities.
But that takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
To have that mentality, it does take a lot of discipline.
Well, I've been working on this a long time, which is myself.
Right.
And it does take discipline to perceive things a certain way.
Did you have to spend enough time to yourself to have that mindset that you do? and the way you carry yourself and the way you do think about things?
I just think it's a gift, to be honest.
Okay.
And it's just, I don't know that it's right or wrong. I just know that it's for me to share.
Right.
And the people that it resonate with, you know, asking questions, then it's supposed to resonate. And the people that feel differently, that's their right.
Right, of course.
And they may know something that I don't know about themselves that I'm not supposed to know. So I can't even evaluate or assess their growth.
Right.
I can just say, this is what's helping me. This is what has worked for me. This is what did not work for me.
You can only share.
I can only share my experience.
But it's up to them
to perceive it however they, whatever their experience allow for them, and determine how true it is for them.
Right.
What's true for me may not be true for the next person, and that's okay.
It is.
Yeah. So
you're entitled to your own opinion.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
You know.
And a lot of this, a lot of things that we argue about the as facts are simply just opinions and different ways of viewing and looking at it. And some of us are just so much, we cannot accept it because it threatens the being. It threatens of what we doing and what we feel threatened. It really don't threaten, but you feel threatened about the part that you doing and the part that you playing in your own life. So if you listen to me and you take the full responsibility, once you take that responsibility, then you have to be accountable for the part that you're playing. But if you don't subscribe to that, then you don't have to be accountable.
Right.
But you don't have to be accountable consciously, but as a result, you will be held accountable.
Yes.
And you will look at your life and you will say, okay, I could have, should have, would have did this different.
Yes, sir.
And I didn't. And then, oh, I remember I had a sign, something happened, I really could have changed then. And then you can apply it once you either been wore out or you ahead of the game, but you can apply it as soon as you get it and not let your ego defeat you out of being your best self.
Right.
I mean, how many times have we been petty and we knew it was petty?
Shoot.
And you like,
I don't even have enough fingers to count.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, call me petty some days, you know.
Right.
Is this, I'm not sure about, you know, because I'm human. So, you know, but how many times do you look back at that situation and say, I could have handled that differently?
Right.
Oh, you know what? If I hadn't just reacted and I had thought about it, I wouldn't even have to be apologizing right now.
Exactly.
You know, or I have to apologize because I value this person more than I realized when I was there.
You have to be very mindful to do those things.
Oh, yeah. Mindfulness is, my post this morning was about being mindful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it is. When you're mindful, that means you acknowledge the past, you're hopeful about the future, but you reside in the now.
Exactly.
And so, in your nowness, in your mindfulness of being now, then you're sitting down and you are intentionally growing yourself. So you have an intentional spiritual growth. It's not a confusion about what your intentions are as far as yourself. And if you grow your spirit and you're doing things that are healthy for the spirit, that are healthy for the atmosphere, then the result is you will attract. You will attract a little bit of everything because you have a duty to share with people.
Facts.
Yeah. So
man, it's been real gems, knowledge.
Well, you know, I'm doing what I can do when I can do it.
It's a free game right here, though. For real.
It's free for now.
Y'all heard it. Free for now.
You know, honestly, no. The real deal is that I talk like this every day, all day. I just decided to start sharing it.
I'm glad you did. I feel like a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, I can't say that, but I do feel like there are people out there that need to hear these things and that it's going to help them grow as well. So you look at it as you're helping somebody else in a way.
That's the whole purpose of me sharing it. So that, and it's not about the people that I know, it's the people that I don't know and I can't see. So there goes that X factor again. It's the unknown people that I don't know, that I can't see. And I'm putting this out there, it's for the people that have not yet discovered me or heard this, and somebody whispering there, hey, check this out, this might help you.
Or themselves.
Yeah, it's for the people that's to come on the show, the people that to come and share their experience from a different perspective and teach me something. and share something with me. Share about their experience so I can learn more.
Exactly. We're gonna help each other grow over here.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Right there. That is exactly what it's about.
That's the game, why we gotta stick together and why we gotta work together.
And with that being said, this has been a great session. We Game Podcast. And we growing, we aligning, we manifesting, and we evolving. Hit your boy up at IDO Cash, $ADIOCASH.
And I just want to say thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. I enjoyed the conversation.
I enjoyed the conversation too, and that's the good thing. It's conversational over here.
Yeah.
Because there's no wrong or right. So
I don't know.
We're gonna check it in, we're gonna check it out. We're gonna turn this off so I can close my mouth.
All right, man. Peace.
You've been listening to the We Game Podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game Podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game Podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game Podcast is part of a Grow production company.